Hi there, Darren Hardy here again. Let's sum up what we've learned from our two great guests this month. What I'll do is construct a 4-point action plan for you to make these ideas directly useful for you and your business starting right now. And as our cover man, Jeff Bezos, said, stress comes from not taking action over something. One can take control of anything by taking action. So let's relieve your stress by helping you take action on the great lessons you learned this month. I want to zero in on something Cody Foster said because I have found it to be true, having studied lots of organizations, those who've gone on to dent or shape the universe, and those who could have, should have, but didn't. And this is one of the biggest reasons why. Let me ask you, what do you think is the main constraint to the growth of your organization? The answers I hear most often are the economic climate, or competitive threats, or technology issues, or hiring great people, or gas prices, or supply chain issues. No. While all those might be considerations, the main constraint to the future growth of your organization is, are you ready for it? You sure? The main constraint is you. You are your organization's greatest bottleneck, period. As Cody put it, identify the bottleneck in your company, and it's probably you that's holding back the growth. I remember interviewing the CEO of a multi-billion dollar home building company in Mexico. At the time, his company was building 200 homes a day. He had 16,500 employees, 6,000 vendors, and he had been averaging a 2,000% growth rate for the last 7 years. This is how he put it. The only constraint of the company's growth and potential is the owner's ambition. I am the constraint. The market, the opportunity is there. It's up to me to set the pace, clear obstacles, get the resources, and create the conversations to grow the company faster. Even with 16,500 employees out there, as the leader, he knew his company's main constraint for greater growth was him, as it is for you. Another great example is when I spent time with Joel Osteen and I asked him the key to his successful leadership to such a large, fast-growing, and thriving organization. He explained that when he first took over for his father, he made the great mistake. He was involved with everything. He was doing weddings, baptisms, funerals. He was adjusting the lights that shined on the stage. He was editing the brochures and approving the bumpers that are shown on either side of his TV broadcast. What he discovered is his entire organization stagnated. It could only grow as much as could fit on Joel's calendar. He was taxed and stressed out. His entire organization was taxed and stressed out, as well as stagnant. That is when Joel realized he was the bottleneck. He was his organization's main constraint. That is when he removed himself from all those tasks and responsibilities and only focused on the one thing that he contributes to the organization that has the greatest impact on its overall success. For Joel, that was the 22-minute sermon he delivers on Sunday morning that is now beamed to 40-plus million people all over the world. If that sermon is great, it fuels the entire enterprise. So the lessons are these. 1, the realization that you are your organization's main constraint. This is the case 100% of the time, no matter your type of organization. If you are the leader, you are and will always be the main bottleneck until you, 2, find your one thing. What is the most important function you deliver for the organization? It's likely you are the rainmaker. My guess is whatever you do to make it rain is what is your one most valuable contribution to the organization. Focus more of your time, attention, heart, and soul, without distraction, on that one thing. And you do that by 3, removing yourself from the neck of the bottle. Meaning, you are the logjam. Clear yourself out. Get out of being involved with most things that you are involved with. Hire great people and let them do their thing so that you can do your thing, your one thing, your rain dance. And 4, it's time to do a little leadership as well. Do as the home builder CEO said. First of all, increase your ambition and then set the pace, clear the obstacles, get the resources, and create the conversations to grow the company faster. So let me simplify your 4-point action plan. 1. Look in the mirror to find your weakest link. 2. Figure out and write down what your one thing is. 3. Stop doing 90% of whatever else you're doing. And 4. Make sure your people have the grand vision, have the clear path, the resources, and the knowledge needed to do all the stuff you are no longer going to do or be involved with, so that you are left with making it rain. And I leave you and this fantastic issue of the Success Magazine CD with what Jennifer Gilbert said. Every day is a new day. Every day you have a choice to be better. Well, by listening to this audio program, you've already made a choice to be better, and I'm proud of you. Now I ask that you make the choice to do something with what you've learned by listening. When you have, I'd love to learn about your results. Your results are my fuel. You can talk to me on my blog at darrenhardy.success.com or on Facebook at Darren Hardy Fan or Twitter or LinkedIn at Darren Hardy. Now, go out and be the shining example of success at work, at home, and in your community. And I'll meet you right back here to guide you as we journey together along the never-ending search for the best within you. Until then, I wish you great success.
To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success, to get great ideas, inspiration, and quotes delivered to your inbox every week. Success Magazine Audio, copyright 2014 by Success, all rights reserved.